Stephanie hated enclosed spaces. So to take her mind off her uncomfortableness, she asked, "How would the knights have stored their treasure down here?"
"Carried in a piece at a time."
"That would have taken some effort."
"All they had was time."
They were both intent on the ground ahead of them as Mark gently tested the surface before each step.
"Their precautions would not have been sophisticated," Mark said, "but they would have been effective. Here, secretion itself and a few traps had to do the job without guards."
"Your father would have loved this," she had to say it.
"I know."
Her light caught something ahead on a wall. She grabbed hold of Mark's shoulder.
"Look!"
Carved into the rock were letters.
"Non nobis domine. Non nobis sed nomine tuo da glorium. Paupers Camillotonis Christi templique Salomonis."
"What does it say?" she asked.
"Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to thy name give the glory. Poor fellow soldiers of Christ and the Temple of Solomon." "It's the Templar motto."
"So it's true. This is it." Mark said nothing. He motioned farther down the passage with his light.
"Look there."
She saw a metal grill, a gate, that opened into another passage.
"Is that where everything is stored?" she asked.
Not waiting for an answer, she moved around him and had taken only a few steps when she heard Mark cry out,
"No!"
Then the ground slipped away.